please.
Next case is 11271, the application of Nicole and Louis Sartori, Northwest of Road 270, Wolf Neck Road, 1,100 feet northeast of Route 1 near Midway, and being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, Map 6, Parcel 349.01, requesting a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements. On this application, they're requesting a 2.1-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard setback for a shed, and also requesting a 2.2-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for a shed. Our gentleman has surveyed attached to the application. We've received no correspondence from any neighbors or individuals, and it's a proposed new shed location proposed. That's all I have, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Sir, you need to be sworn in, please.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Louis Sartori, 5527 Wolf Neck Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
I'm a little nervous. I don't speak well in front of people, so.
Just take your time, sir. We'll...
I'm asking for the variance. I actually put the shed up before I went for a building permit. I was under the assumption I didn't need a building permit for any non-permanent structures. As soon as I found out that I needed a permit, I went and got the permit and found out the setback was 5 feet, which I was looking at everybody else on my block, all the houses down the one side. I think there's five down the one side. I counted every one of them. Their sheds are almost on the property line or right on the property lines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I put it where I was, but I have a tree right in the middle. My backyard is a 27 by 50. And right in the center, I have probably a 4-foot round maple tree. And for me to move it over and set it where it needs to be, I'm gonna have to cut the tree down. And I don't really wanna have to do that, but if I have to, I will. That's mm-hmm. why I'm here for the variance.
I'm okay. Okay, all right. Are there any questions from members of the board with that, Mr. Benson?
Did you have a shed before you placed this one?
Yeah, I did. It was a vinyl, like, Lego set shed that I actually took down.
Was it in the same location?
Yeah.
What size was it?
It was like, I want to say 10 by 12.
Okay, so because of the size of this shed, you need a variance compared to the old one?
Well, I have it actually sitting in the same place, but I guess somebody complained this time. Nobody complained last time.
So you didn't get a permit?
I have a permit. I did get it.
Now?
Yes.
Okay. And what's it say?
What's that?
What's it say?
I have it right here if you want to see it.
No, what's it say? What's your setbacks?
5 feet.
And when you got your shed, you didn't know you were going to need 5 feet?
No, but I didn't go for the permit until after I had actually already built it. That was under your assumption that the guy that helped me build it said that it didn't need it because it wasn't a permanent structure. There wasn't, for Sussex County, you didn't need a building permit for sheds. It was my fault.
He was probably a friend, huh?
Yeah, he was. He still is.
Well, if he was such a friend, where is he tonight?
You know that.
It's Monday night football, right?
He got to eat dinner tonight. I didn't.
Is it on a permanent foundation or just on blocks or what?
It's I actually have it on 4x4s. I mean, it's not a permanent foundation, no.
Okay. Well, you answered the question why you can't move it because there's a tree in the center of the lot.
Yeah, I mean, I can cut this. I mean, I don't think I have a tree that size of my lot ever again. That's why I don't. It's the only tree on my lot. I really don't want to cut it down.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Any further questions?
You could put an 8x10 one there, couldn't you?
Yeah, I've already tried that. It didn't work out.
Didn't it?
Hey, I got a... I don't have any storage in my house. I have a double wide that has a cathedral ceiling. I have no attic. I have a little bit of storage underneath my house, but that's... I don't want to put anything that's... have any value under there.
So in other words, if you came from the north side on the other side, You'd have the same problem with the tree.
Yeah, it's like...
Either way.
Yeah, it's not... Either way, I'm going to have to cut the tree down either way. It's going to be easier just for me to cut the tree down and put it down and move it over if I have to.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
So based on your testimony, there's a unique situation in that you got a small backyard with a big tree.
Yeah, it's very
so it limits
backyard.
Where you can place this. And are you suggesting that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes.
Okay. And you didn't grow the tree there, so you didn't create
there,
the situation?
It was there before I put my house there.
Okay. Based on your testimony, again, the neighbors all have sheds in close proximity to the property line?
I have my sheds, say, 2.5 feet from the property line. The shed next to me is probably a foot from my property line. So,
okay, so you don't think that'll alter the central character of the neighborhood then?
I don't think so.
And you feel that you're asking for a minimum to afford relief?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Hudson? No. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, based on the applicant's testimony and my questions that I just asked, I think the standards for granting a variance have been addressed and met, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,271.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,271.
And Mr. Mills, just to be clear, you're because he's met the standards of the property being unique, that the property was necessary to, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use.
Yes.
The property, the exceptional practical difficulty is not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it is the minimum variance to afford relief.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Record?
Aye for those reasons that were stated, Breton.
Aye for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,271 is approved, sir.
Thank you.
And you did a good job.
Thanks.